Today we're going to talk about holiday cocktails.
Here are five holiday cocktails to pull you through any gathering.
And the first one's going to be called a frosty cocktail.
Okay, so now we've come to the cocktail part.
Last week we talked about a season of overeating, but that's only half the equation in this season of overindulgence. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're discussing healthier ways of enjoying holiday spirits. The holiday season is full of social occasions, and many of us like to include alcohol in these get-togethers. I'm back this week with registered dietitians Vanessa Oliver and Dr. Karen Bryla McNeese to talk about a sensible plan for navigating the holiday party season. As our dynamic dietetic duo emphasize, plan needs to be the operative word.
We've talked about that with food, how important that is, but it's just as important with your drinking. So being sure you're going in with a plan maybe of how many alcoholic drinks you're going to allow yourself to have within a certain period of time, making sure you've gone to that event with a little something in your stomach perhaps, you know, a little protein and some fiber to help slow down that metabolism of the alcohol.
Keeping to that game plan, being more aware of particular items that you may choose instead of other items. So choosing maybe a lower calorie option such as a white wine or a clear liquor such as vodka, having a specific amount and then stretching it out with some carbonated water. Some of them are flavored now, adding some extra flavor with citrus such as lemon and lime. And then you have a cocktail that or a drink that will last a fair amount of time.
Karen says a common mistake people make is drinking too much too early.
A standard drink is about 12 ounces of beer, 4 ounces of wine, and 1 ounce of hard liquor. So that's probably a good kind of rule of thumb for people to keep in mind. A lot of times at restaurants and parties, we're served much more than that, even just in one glass or one sitting. So when we talk about a drink, that's what we're talking about. And people should probably aim to stretch a drink out over, you know, at least 30 to 60 minute period to allow that slow metabolism so you're not getting some of those side effects from the alcohol.
If you're planning on staying at the party for a while, Vanessa tells us not to be afraid to alternate between alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks.
Pacing yourself includes drinking a little bit of water in between each alcoholic drink as well. Not only will it rehydrate you, but it will also slow down your alcoholic intake. If you're hosting a party, it's always a good idea to have a variety of non-alcoholic drinks available for your friends and family. There's some really great seasonal options available right now, you know, such as a hot cider or some sort of punch that will still be festive without carrying all of the extra things that can go along with an alcoholic drink.
And here's one more for the road.
And you can make it a win-win situation by offering to be the designated driver.
That's right.
So you will not only be doing a service to your friends and keeping the road safe, but also doing your health a favor as well.
Keep in mind, just one drink can have a profound effect. The bottom line, have fun, be safe, and be healthy for yourself and others. And if you're planning on imbibing, don't even think about getting behind the wheel. With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical information to the community. You can hear some of his past interviews at wuky.org.